Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is the 43rd episode of the Super Mega Podcast, or the Super Mega Cast. I'm here with the one and only Matt, and...
That's me.
Matt, we have a special guest today.
We do have a special guest, Ryan. I would like to point out, we're very progressive. It only took 43 episodes to get our first girl on the podcast.
What?
It's the lovely Pamela Horton.
I'm clapping for myself.
That's fine.
It's perfectly
fine.
Is that
first girl? Are you serious?
Yeah, 43 episodes.
It's the first girl we've ever come into contact with.
And so. And you kind of didn't stretch too far because I'm a girl that constantly gets confused for a guy. So
is it the hair? Do you really get confused for a guy?
It's the hair. It's also too. I don't have a very feminine posture, so like a lot of girls are like, you know, like they chest out, shoulders back, and I'm just like. I'm like slumped over,
just mouth breathing, and
yeah, oh yeah. And plus, I'm very, very, very much a yeah. I don't like to wear makeup. I don't like to wear. Mm-hmm. I'm lazy. I'm just gonna say I don't like wearing makeup.
I have this weird thing that Matt, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's not that I hate makeup.
It
makes me just kind of.
You're
do
like
this.
I want to say you're scared of it almost
because
would
it's
you see
if
makeup?
If I see like. Bright red lipstick or like makeup caked on someone,
yeah.
Like, and I'm talking to them, I guess. Like, I feel uncomfortable in
well,
this situation.
And as a woman, I feel that it really raises the standard of your own beauty. Like, when you look yourself in the mirror and you're like, you have all this makeup on, you're like, freaking A, I feel freaking fabulous. And then you take it all off and you feel ugly as shit. And
like,
that
I'm gross now.
That is your beautiful form. And I mm-hmm. feel that if women took more time to wear less makeup, they'd feel more beautiful in their own skin and feel less insecure. But I know that's really hard because, you know, there's a lot of media out there that would like Photoshop and makeup and, you know, selling you on all this stuff. And you have to really be comfortable in your own skin in order to not wear makeup. Or you could be like me. Just be freaking lazy.
we've had a lot of sketches and videos where you've had to put makeup on, and every time we've had to put makeup on you, you're like you're almost not scared, but you're like adamantly
against it.
Yeah, because
when I was
shuts down.
Let me all put of it, his senses shut down.
Let me put it this way: I used to play baseball
with makeup on.
Yeah, and you know the stuff like the what is it called when you put
kohl?
On your cheeks the
oh,
kohl
yeah.
stuff. I didn't even want that. I didn't want that put on when my dad was like when I was like a pirate for Halloween one time a few like two years ago. I'm kidding.
2 years
ago.
Like when I was probably I don't know like 7 or something. And my dad was like, yeah, we're going to put some fake dirt on your face to, you know, make you look like a pirate. I'm like, no.
Dirt.
Well, pirates are always out at sea. Where
fake,
would
yeah. fake dirt. He probably was using real dirt.
But just slap some seaweed on your face and call it good.
Is there, like, do they use real dirt when they do people's makeup? Or is it,
they
like,
probably
some
use makeup
fake,
powder?
They have fake dirt.
See, it is. So fake dirt is real.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's
you're
really
over here making fun of me for, like, what is that? It's fake dirt.
No,
right?
No. Well, it would be, he probably, was he using fake dirt, fake dirt, or was he using real dirt on your face?
It came with the costume. So it was like black smudgy stuff.
Okay.
That's supposed to.
Well, I'd also like to point out, pirates 90% of the time are out at sea where there's no dirt, so why would you put dirt on?
If anything, they should take Elmer's glue, put it on your face, and peel it off so you have like dry looking.
Yeah, like
skin.
Sunburn. You got scurvy and stuff.
Got some freaking scurvy, man.
Don't consume any fruit for a month before you get in your costume, so you really feel like you're playing the role.
I think I did. With the whole Halloween thing, I definitely stopped trick-or-treating too late.
I did too.
I think the last time I trick-or-treated was actually in high school.
Oh,
in high school when I did my last
trick-or-treat. Did you have kids with you, or did you just go?
I had a lot of kids with... No.
I have kids.
Ryan was just exclusively friends with kids.
It was just me and my friend, and like we didn't like dress up big time because that was embarrassing.
That said costume and then went door to door and
no.
Then people would like
I got mad at people who did that because I'm like, they're just trying to take candy. But then whenever we went to a house, at least five houses denied to give us candy because they thought we were too old.
Yeah, so when I stopped trick-or-treating, I almost don't even want to say the age.
What was the age? Were you in high school?
I was 17.
So you were a junior or senior by that point?
I think I was a junior in high school. I went trick-or-treating with my friend because it's free candy, and I love candy, and I don't want to give candy.
You do love candy.
I do love candy. I've cut back on it because it makes me feel like shit when I wake up. Like, at 3 a.m., I'll go to 7-Eleven, and I'll get, like, three bags of candy. And when I say bags, I don't mean, like, three bags of candy. I mean, like, three grocery bags of candy.
I get heartburn.
I'll eat like all of it, and then I'll wake up at 6 a.m. wanting to vomit with heartburn, and then I can't move all day because I feel like absolute garbage. But I was 17, and I went with my friend, and a bunch of houses were like, you're too old to be trick-or-treating, and they denied me candy.
I had the short end of the stick. I was forced to stop trick-or-treating well before I was ready because I was living in a small town and outside of Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
And so everybody knew me. Like, everybody's like, oh, you know, they're the mom of, you know, the cousin of someone in my grade, or, you know, like,
yeah.
Everybody knew everybody in the small. I had a graduating class of 90 people.
Oh, wow.
90? This wasn't a public school.
Yeah, no, what?
No,
it was a public school.
Middle of Kansas.
Yeah, it's Clearwater, Kansas.
So
Clearwater
when you and I, when Matt and I talks about coming from like the bumfuck nowhere South Carolina, here you are coming from a place where you graduated with only 90 other people.
Oh, you must know everyone in your high school when that happens.
Oh yeah, I just recently went to my 10-year reunion.
Oh wow.
And just was went back to my 10-year reunion because you know, like I kind of felt like I wasn't bullied at Clearwater, but I was bullied in middle school, and so it's kind of like a, hey, I did something, and you know, I kind of want to like take a moment to like soak that in. And so I went to this reunion. I remembered everybody's names.
Do they remember yours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said you were bullied. Did you have a nickname that they would like call you?
Snortin' Horton.
Snortin' Horton?
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Did you do a lot of coke in?
No.
I'm kidding.
In middle school, yeah.
I was really hard into that coke when I was like 10.
As we all were.
No, when I laugh really hard, and it still happens, when I laugh really hard, I'll give one really loud snort. And
that probably won't happen on this podcast.
No, it probably will. Are you, is that a promise? Like, I won't make you laugh. We aren't about laughing
here.
Not
funny enough, Pam.
Oh, stop it. You made me laugh before the podcast even really started.
You hear that, listeners?
Yeah, hear that, guys? That means we're funny in real life.
Validated by a real girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wait, so I've never been to Kansas, and I just get the impression that Kansas is flat and full of corn.
And tornadoes.
It's actually wheat.
Okay.
Corn is Nebraska.
There
is corn in Kansas, but it's mostly, you know, rolling fields of golden wheat.
Are there witches on bikes?
No.
just curious.
Is that a Wizard of Oz joke?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just wondering.
Okay, no.
It's totally separate.
I'm actually getting ready to go back to Kansas because my parents are moving up to Washington, and my mom has MS, and I'm the only child that doesn't have a full-time job, so I'm going out there to help my mom pack up and move and stuff.
Yeah.
But every time I go out there, you know, out here we have connections, we have industry, we have people, but we have, you know, assholes, two-faced ladder climbers, all that fun stuff.
That
when you go out to Kansas, you get the raw community. You get people who genuinely want you to have a good day, even if they don't know you. And it's just, it's humbling to go back to Kansas and feel that that sense of community. Like, everybody really cares about each other. And so, you know, I feel safe, you know, like it's my returning point whenever I need to, you know, like if shit got a really bad relationship, oh, I just need to go back to Kansas, reset for a little bit. And, you know, I have really good friends that I've managed to keep in touch with, people that I've known for 16, 17 years. And that's a long time for me because my family moved around a lot. So. Yeah.
Oh, I feel the same thing on a smaller scale. I mean, I'm from Charleston, which is obviously a big city, but it's not like a huge metropolis. And I feel the same way going back just to South Carolina and even going back to like where Ryan's from, Columbia, which is a much smaller place. Like, I love
capital of South Carolina, where all the good Woo! Racist shit happens. That's, they have
some good
Confederate
there.
They have like Confederate flag protests probably every month there.
Good classy. Fun stuff.
Just good people.
Classy.
But the thing is, they're all nice.
They're super nice.
All the
nice.
People are nice.
Yeah, smiling. Right?
They're nice to me, at least.
Well, I do love, I really like small towns. It's. I feel like people are a lot more real, especially because I had never been to somewhere like LA my whole life until, I think like 2 years ago to the day is when I first came to LA.
Whoa.
And I met you 2 years ago today, Ryan.
Was that yesterday or today?
That's today.
That's today?
Oh,
wow, look
nice.
At
us.
I just,
look
how just stumbled upon that little fact.
Time has fucking
how
flown by.
How did you remember
by.
The very specific day?
Because I have an app called Time Hop, which lets me look at old Facebook posts from 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, I posted, just landed in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And then I met Ryan.
So exactly a year ago, I walked into a room
where I was pretending to masturbate to porn,
old lady porn.
And that's how...
he thought my friend at the time... At the time, I lived with Daniel Kyer. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
And I was expecting Daniel to walk in, and I was going to introduce myself in a funny goof.
Because he's the one that was talking to Daniel.
Oh, like, my gosh.
So I was, like, sitting at Daniel's computer, like, which I was like...
So I go into my friend's room to, like, find Daniel to be like, hey, Daniel.
And
but
then,
nope, it's
nope.
Just
this guy he's never met sitting there with elderly porn on the screen, and I'm pretending.
How did you time that? How did you like? Okay, he'll come in right now.
I sat there for a good 3 minutes, just like pretending to. I was just like, all right.
I like how you're doing the motion too.
Well, I have to show
that's
what
me.
I'm doing.
That's not actually.
That's Pam making that. but then Ryan walked in. I turned around thinking it was Daniel, and I saw Ryan, and I was just like, oh. Hey, dude. Hey, nice to meet you. And then I closed the browser, and then that's how I met Ryan.
Oh,
it was definitely
God.
A slow burn, you and I getting along at first. It was definitely a...
Yeah, that would be jarring. If I saw that, that would probably... Yeah, I would immediately not be cool with that
just
person.
Just someone in your apartment doing that, and that's...
Because
you
didn't
them.
Live there, right?
No. This was my first time meeting the two of them.
Oh.
I talked to them over Facebook, and then they were like, yeah, come hang out. So then I flew out to Los Angeles, and that's how I met them. And that's how I got my start out here.
Oh, man.
So thanks, Ryan.
Fun fact, I was actually born in L.A.
Really?
I grew up in Kansas.
Really?
Yeah. So my dad is from, born and raised and lived the majority of his life, actually all of his life up until we moved to Kansas in California. And my dad is an engineer in aerospace, so he got a job and, you know, Wichita, Kansas is the air capital of the world.
What?
Most of the planes that you fly on are typically built out there, like Boeing, Spirit, Learjet.
Yeah.
They're all out there.
Did you get to fly on a bunch of planes when you were little?
No, first time I flew was to come back out here when I was 23.
What? You didn't fly until you were 23?
Yeah, well, because
how does that happen when your dad works on planes?
My dad works on planes. He doesn't fly them, so...
But still, he could stow you away on one for the experience.
Also, too, we liked... my parents were very much about the experience, and so whenever we traveled, we drove because you got to take little stops, you got to spend more time together, you didn't have to... You know, we went camping every year, and it was amazing. Like, I've explored most of the wooded areas of California and most of the what would be considered camping areas in and around Kansas. I never flew until I was about 23.
Wow.
First time ever.
Do you have, like, a scary camping experience with any woodland creatures?
Woodland creatures? No. People, yes.
Ooh. No bear stories?
Ooh.
I used to go on Reddit and like read scary camping stories. Do you have anything fun and terrifying you could share?
So I learned from a very young age that I was prone to being pursued by pedophiles.
Oh, jeez.
And so there were multiple times when, because we lived in Lancaster when I was 5 years old. First time I actually, I shouldn't say first time. I remember Halloween, but I didn't actually go trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. My mom had taken my sisters and my brother out trick-or-treating, and my dad and I stayed home. And my dad was just, I think at the time, honestly, I think he was playing Link to the Past and was just sitting in the living room, not even paying attention to me. And so I was getting ready for bed, and I'm just walking around in my underwear, and there was a man in our backyard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I remember my dad going outside and, like, chasing him down. And I just remember being like, there's a man in the backyard. Oh, you know, what's he doing?
That's God.
It's nighttime. Go to bed.
They should make it mandatory for all children to carry, like, bull whips. So if they ever see a pedophile, they can just...
Why?
Stay back. They're like, oh.
Pedophiles would be terrified of it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
They all carry these huge whips?
They give them to the school, have lessons on how to whip.
How to whip a man in the face.
That would not go well in the South.
And then their theme song would be Whip It by Devo.
Yes.
Just whip it.
That song is actually about something else, though. The song's about jerking off.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is
yeah.
It?
You know that?
Oh, yeah. My dad.
So is
my
Tony
dad's
Japanese.
Oh, God. Funny thing is, I was about to say my dad and then just left it at that because that sounds really
it's like, that song's about jerking
yeah,
off.
That's my dad. That's my dad.
My dad masturbates. That's so, it's the similarities.
No. My dad is very into what would be considered untraditional music back before it was culture, like pop culture. Like,
so your dad's a hipster.
Yeah, my dad is an original hipster. So we listen to a lot of Devo, a lot of Oingo Boingo, XTC. I've said ecstasy instead of people like, no, you don't listen to ecstasy. You take it. You know, like, well, okay, yeah. Okay, that's exactly what I meant. Thank you for the correction. I appreciate it. But my dad would, I remember thinking back, oh my gosh, I love this song. I'm going to listen to it again. It was the Little Girls song by Oingo Boingo.
God.
And I was like, I used to remember dancing to
this
song.
That's a creepy song.
It is, super creepy.
It's not
and
a bad
I would
song,
dance
though.
In the living room of our house. And my dad would be like singing it to us.
Where does
like,
the song go? I don't
it
know.
Goes, I love little girls. They make me feel so good. I love.
That reminds me of Say Anything as a song called Little Girls. And I love Say Anything. And it's like, and it starts out and he goes, I kill little girls.
What?
Such a thrill to the world. It's like, it just starts off with that. And it's funny. I was working at this place and there happened to be a teen mom. And I was single and she was single. And so we went out on a drive and I just pressed the play button and that song came up. And she seemed very uncomfortable.
Because she has a little girl.
She was a teen mom. She had a little girl. So it's just that song. And I'm grooving to it. I'm having a good time.
It's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was an interesting experience because she was dead quiet the rest of the ride until I dropped her off. Because I was just dropping her off from where we were.
Did you play the whole song or did you just...
She's let it ride out.
I didn't notice. It was like she like texted me or mentioned it the other day. I can't really remember too well, but she was just like, that song, like, why do you listen to that stuff? I'm like, it's not a song about killing little girls.
Even though the main lyric is,
I kill little girls.
And I get a thrill from killing
little
girls.
Is it about, what is it about? Tell me.
What's it about?
Yeah, what is it about?
For me.
Oh, we're like our perception of it,
our
not
perception?
The real meaning
can
of it.
Can you break it down? I like
that's
sometimes
what it looks like you're gonna do.
It looks like I was gonna put the whole mic in my mouth. If I talked with a mic in my mouth,
oh God, gross.
It would sound exactly like that.
Sometimes I want to stick the mic in my mouth, and then I remember everybody talks into the mic, like, in for hours, and then it's probably covered in disgusting
bacteria. The more germs you equate yourself with, the better your body is at defending.
Your immune system grows stronger.
So that's why I'm not afraid to eat stuff off the floor and stuff like that. I just think the dirtier I can be after I shower, because I do shower
sometimes.
Every now and then.
Sometimes.
Also, it could also just be the factor of being lazy, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just, I don't give a shit. Fuck, I don't know.
I've always been one to eat things off the floor, and I've had friends that, you know, if it touches the floor, you know, they freak out and they'll never eat it. And I'm like, the 5-second rule. Actually, did on Mythbusters, didn't they test the 5-second rule? And it's like, bullshit?
I don't know. I always think back to...
Is that even real?
I don't think it is. But, like, back before we had houses, back when we were, like, fucking cavemen and women... We didn't care if, like, the food was already on the ground.
They'd eat raw
meat. The ground was just there.
Well, but back then, we didn't have a cleaning process for
a lot of people
food.
Did die, true.
So, but also, too, our bodies were used to the shit that we put in it, and we died earlier. But, you know, like, we've sacrificed the ability to eat whatever the hell we want, wherever it came from, to live longer. So, yeah.
That's why when, like,
there's a little trade off there, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd rather eat stuff off of the ground, though.
Yeah, if I drop, like, goldfish on the ground and, like, someone's dog is going to eat it and they're like, don't let him eat that. It's like, he used to eat raw meat, like, out of a dead carcass. See, I'm sure a few goldfish won't kill him.
No, not a few goldfish. If he eats, like, a whole fucking tub, you got problems.
You think?
I did. I've done a bunch of research. Like, dogs.
Diarrhea.
Like,
that's the worst with a dog.
My dog, Lego, accidentally ate. Some Cocoa Puffs, like about, like a good, like probably like, I don't know, like 10 little circles, 15 little circles
of Cocoa Puffs.
And I looked it up.
The cocoa variety.
Dogs have to eat a good bit of chocolate before something really bad happens.
Yeah.
I guess the most important thing is just watch them and make sure they don't show any signs.
Let them eat a little chocolate, guys. That is our tip of the day for the podcast.
Don't let your dogs
let your
chocolate.
Dog eat a little
but
bit of chocolate.
What I'm saying is don't.
It won't kill them, but it'll give them horrible stomach problems.
Yes.
They'll poop everywhere.
Well, all I'm saying is don't cry and run around the house and think that your dog's going to die if he ate a single puff of cocoa.
Well, our guest on the podcast, Pam, does have a message, and she says to let your dogs try eating some chocolate.
No, I did not say that.
It's going to be linked to you.
No.
He is coming after you.
Oh, no.
You told
right
me that before the podcast.
You
said you wanted to let people know that it's okay to feed your dog chocolate.
I did not. There's no way I can prove it either.
I'm just flip-flopping everywhere.
You just pry open their mouth, take some Hershey syrup, and just squeeze it down their throat.
But Hershey's isn't real chocolate.
Is it not?
You want to try that with my dog?
There is chocolate in Hershey's, but I actually found this out when I went to the Netherlands for VidCon EU.
Are you going to ruin Hershey's for us?
I actually used to have a huge hard-on for Hershey's, but ever since I went to the Netherlands, they actually have laws against the cocoa consumption and the amount that you can have in chocolates. So
really?
Everything is super high cocoa like potency. They have like chocolate there is real.
That's like the
not
best
just,
isn't
like,
chocolate
the
bitter like in its
yeah.
true
yeah.
form. It's
yeah.
like super bitter, like dark.
But like that's where you get the milk chocolate when they mix the milk with it, and it's
I
not
like
as
milk
bitter.
Chocolate.
But the
milk
chocolate out here is mixed with like processed sugars and like bunches of stuff that make it sweeter, but not necessarily more chocolate.
Things that are
so
making me slower to move.
Yes,
essentially.
Exactly. And so when I went to Amsterdam and I had a hot chocolate there, it changed my life.
Oh my God.
It was life changing. I had a life changing hot chocolate. Who can say that?
So wait, is it similar to dark chocolate? Like cocoa?
It's bitter. It's like,
is it like bitter like dark chocolate?
It's dark chocolate is a lot. It's kind of like more of that. Like that raw, I don't like raw cocoa. It sounds so brutal. Give me that raw cocoa. but it's lot of the sugar is reduced. The natural sweeteners are taken out, and it's just
it's
super
more of the natural
bitter.
Like actual cocoa from the cocoa beans. Which actually,
do I look interested in chocolate right now? Because
you do not look interested.
I can't. I actually, honestly, could never read your face.
You
so,
can't.
No.
Do I? What is? Do I have a very just kind
you
of
have kind of a dead face sometimes?
Do I
in
mostly
the nicest
have a
way
dead
possible.
Face?
What?
Do I have resting cock face?
No, but not resting cock face. I see it
that's
as like
else.
An adventure mm-hmm. because that means there's more to you. You're not putting everything out there, so there's more to discover and explore. You as a person are an adventure.
See, I don't know. I don't know how I come off to other people. So could
with
you...
With your hands or your...
I talk a lot with my hands.
I was making a sex joke.
Ryan doesn't actually know about sex.
Me neither.
Yeah, so I'd like... we can't talk about that because his mom actually called me recently and said that on the podcast we were getting too close to talking about what sex is, and she doesn't want him to know that yet.
Okay. So your mom listens. Hi, Mom.
She does listen. So does my mom. Hi, Mom.
My mom listens. Could you say hello, Cecile?
Hi, Cecile. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
You say hi to my mom. You say hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
There you go,
well.
Mom. Now she'll be happy because my mom's going to text me and be like, you talked about all this disgusting stuff with a girl on the podcast?
And then said hi to me.
Yeah. My mom will be happy now. There you go, Mom. Real happy. Please stop listening to the content I make. It's really embarrassing, and I don't want you to listen to that. Thank you.
Aw, that's support.
I've used the podcast as a way to nudge my mom in a direction of, like, she'd post pictures that I wouldn't want her to post on, like, Instagram, like, baby pictures that, like, fans ended up getting, and I'd be like, on the podcast, be like, man, it really sucks that my mom does this, and then since she listens, it clues in, and then she'll stop it.
She's like, I think he's trying to tell me something. I think he's trying to tell me something.
It doesn't work when I tell her directly.
Yeah.
If I'm like, Mom, please, if I ask her nicely, Mom, please don't do this. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if it's on the form of the super mega podcast, she has to abide.
Then she's on it.
She's like,
do you guys have issues with your mom accepting like friend requests or things from like fans?
Yes.
Or like,
him.
No, my mom actually is completely out of everything. She sits
good
back and watches.
Good for her.
My mom interacts with the people, and I really don't think that's a... I don't think that's a smart move, Mother. Yeah. I just...
Miss McGee.
I really don't think my mom understands these...
creatures.
My mom... My mom actually, and this is a sense of pride, and I feel really good that she does this, but every time I go back to Kansas... I go to my parents' house, and then she'll be like, hey, come walk over to Chuck and, I'm like, who's Chuck? Like, let's walk over to Chuck's house. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, I told him we'd come over. I'm like, for what? She's like, he's a fan of yours.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no. Wait, what?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait, like in real life?
Yeah, yeah. Just like she tells them before I get there that I'm going to come over. And then I doesn't
that's
tell
me,
or ask me at all.
Yeah,
and
because
then,
that's your family. This is a stranger.
Yeah.
100%
stranger. No. I'm talking about that's happened to me, too.
Your mom met a stranger online and had you meet them.
No, not a stranger online, but my mom, my parents have met people before that they'll have a son
that's what I'm talking about. My mom didn't meet them online.
And then I
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I thought you were talking about like your mom just met someone online. I'm a fan of your daughter. Can I meet her?
She has done that, but not met them in person. Like
That's how we met Pam.
Yeah.
You see your mom just counting bills.
Yeah. Just she's actually my internet pimp. But no, she's trying to take me to liquor stores where like the liquor store tenant will, you know, just be like behind the counter, and my mom will. Like probably be talking about me, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I follow her on Instagram, and then she'll be like, oh, next time she's in town I'll bring her to meet you, and then she'll never tell me until I get there, and she's like, hey, come with me to the liquor store, I need to pick some stuff up, and I'm like, okay, and I go with her to the liquor store, and they're like, hey, here's Ryan, you've never met him before, but hey. There's Ryan, that hey. Guy right there,
I know you, I've seen you online before on Instagram, I follow
here, buy
you.
Some alcohol,
do you want to
discount?
Can we take a fan pic? Can we take a picture?
I've done that in a liquor store. In a frickin' liquor store. Because I didn't... Now at this point, I have to second guess when my mom wants to do stuff. Because she doesn't tell me immediately. And then it'll just be right there. Hey, by the way, here's this random person who knows who you are. And you had no idea that this whole thing was going to happen.
And then it's like, hey, yeah, hey, how you doing?
We've
nice to meet you.
We've talked about this before. But you were just mentioning, like, you've taken a picture in a liquor store with a fan. We had an encounter. We've talked about this before, as I said. Where we were on the highway driving back from Las Vegas.
Oh,
a car pulls to the side of us, and they go, hey, how's your, do you like your Fiat? And I'm like, yeah, I like it. It's a nice small little car. I can fit into tight little places, blah, 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 blah. They're like, okay, we were thinking about buying one. And all of a sudden, it's like, my daughter says, are you Ryan? I'm like, yeah. And then, like, of course, they see Matt and Daniel in the back, and it's like, oh wow, they turned out to be fans, and so we
in the middle of the desert,
they took a picture
jam.
Of us on the highway while we were like driving
in the car yeah.
Just it was just this weird just
so you guys were actually moving, you weren't
we were
over.
We were
like
going
slow bumper to bumper, but
was it no it was not at
I
that
thought
point
it was pretty slow
not at that point
you
at that
probably
point
probably still drunk
I was very drunk
at that point if I remember correctly it was not that traffic heavy. It was because we were probably going like 50, 55 miles an hour just driving next to someone along
the way. Not when
she
was talking.
Huh?
Was she yelling out at you while we were going like
50? Dude, I'm picturing this scenario, and it's like,
I remember I was driving
now.
And I had to keep looking over.
Oh, I remember like a slow crawl.
We ended up slowing down, but like when she first kind of like looked over, we were going.
Now I'm imagining we were going like 90 down the freeway, and she's just screaming over the wind like, "Are you Ryan?"
Does that come across in the fucking mic at all?
Yeah, I think it does.
That effect that I did?
I hate when you're in like the back seat of a car, and or you're just in a car and there's one window down, and it's just that.
I can't do. Well, will that make you pass out?
It because hurts your ear. It hurts your brain.
In my head, like I start getting lightheaded and it
yep.
starts.
Yeah,
could you pass out from that?
The inner ear thing. It's like the pressure. The pressure in your ear. That's why, like, if. Have you ever had labyrinthitis?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so labyrinthitis is when you're like basically part of the membrane of your inner ear is swelling, and then the water in your ear doesn't know where to go. So you constantly feel like you're drunk.
I've never had that.
It was a side effect.
You've had this before?
Yes, I've had it. I had it for a very long time. Where if I wasn't like laying down on my back with my head directly facing the ceiling. I felt like I was like rolling. Like,
oh God.
Yeah. My
How
body.
How long
just,
were you like this?
I missed 3 days of work at the time. I missed 3 days of work and I didn't fully recover for about 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
How do you go
God.
About
Wait,
recovering? What does the doctor have to do? Okay. How does it happen? And then how do you.
So they give you like antibiotics because usually they say it comes from an infection, but my lady doctor thinks it was a side effect to my birth control. So he took mm-hmm. me off my birth control and that's when the stuff started to subside. But I was also taking antibiotics at the time. So it could have been the antibiotics or the removal of the birth control. Don't really know, but I'm just glad that it stopped.
I've heard a lot of horror stories about birth control.
Yeah, Ryan and I.
But like,
not
they'll eventually
control.
Get put on the right stuff, and it like
oh,
everything
yeah.
evens
oh, yeah.
out. But like, if you get put on just something that
it messes
you just
with the
don't
hormones
connect
in your body,
with,
right?
Yeah, well, and like a lot of girls, especially now, want to do the like no chemical, no hormones, no blah 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 types of birth control. You know, obviously, I'm now 29. I just turned 29 last week. So
happy
I've,
birthday!
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Aw, thanks, man.
I wish you a happy birthday now since I didn't do it over Twitter.
It's okay.
I apologize that I didn't okay. tweet you happy birthday.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
You, okay, seem, he, a bit, you seem a bit peeved that
he
I didn't.
He opened
I'm
my birthday
so...
present.
What?
That time you opened my birthday present for my mom?
It was a trash can. How was I supposed to know your mom sent you a trash can for your 21st birthday?
Hey, you make
birthday?
It sound like it's a piece of shit. It was a nice trash can.
It's a nice trash can, yes, but it's a trash can nonetheless. And we were talking about getting it. Besides the fact, sorry, Pam, go on.
Yeah, continue.
Let's steer away from this trash can conversation. But I've been, you know, I've been on birth control since I was 15.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, right? Right? Mm-hmm. But I've trialed and errored my way through a bunch of different things. I've learned that I have very, very low tolerance for hormones. So when I'm on a high hormone birth control, I'm a bitch. I am the worst. And also, too, hormones can't just make you, they don't just make you mean. Sometimes they make you depressed. So when you start taking birth control and your body like levels out and then you slowly feel yourself starting to get depressed and then you think it's something in your life. So I went through this period of rapid, horrible depression because I was on a low dose hormone birth control that I thought my body was dealing with good. I lost my acne. I was losing weight. I thought it was good, but I wasn't happy. And then got off of that birth control, suddenly was happy again. And so
with the emotional changes that happen with birth control, I like, is that stuff that does it create those emotions you wouldn't be feeling sad, or does it enhance them? Does it just kind of intensify stuff that's already
so
there?
So this is, and I'm really glad that
I've never been on. I've never been on a period, so I'm
never been on a period.
I've never. So what I like to what I explain, because I feel like I'm a sentient cyborg as a woman, where I'm
course,
I know when I'm
that's
PMSing.
How, that's how everyone
I know,
sees women.
I know when I'm about to be a bitch and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm irritable, I apologize, get as far away from me as you can. Because what I like to see it as, you know, like, what do you call the, fuck, what do you call the...
A period?
No, what do you call the periods? No, the gels. The gels that you put in front of lights to change the color.
Are you talking about the gels you put in shoes?
Yeah, no, the gels you put in, like the colored gels that you put in front of lights to change the color.
Yeah.
So the light doesn't change. How much light is being put out doesn't change, but the color that it exudes is different.
Okay.
So I imagine, as a metaphor, that you're putting up a different color gel changes the light. The person doesn't actually change. A woman isn't actually changing. She just has no control over what light she's putting out.
Okay.
Like someone's
okay.
throwing up this gel and she's putting out a blue light and you're like, dude, that fucking blue light's not cool. But she can't change it because she has to deal with it for 3-4 days.
All right.
So, you know, like that's the best way that I can explain it. But I'm aware and I'm normally very, very much in tune with my body and my emotions. So when I'm feeling irritable, I'm like, dude, I don't know why, but it's really pissing me off that Ian put the toilet paper roll on backwards.
He
like,
always does that.
That fucking pisses me off. And I want to pick a fight with him. And then I'm like, why? 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 Just turn it around. It's not like he was doing it to get at me. Like, it's really hard to navigate through these emotional mazes when girls are PMS. It's so bad. And I feel, honestly, guys, you guys are cool. Men and women who deal with women who are PMSing are freaking awesome.
You hear that, men of the world?
Yeah. You guys
can we get a round of applause for all me and Ryan?
Fuck yeah.
You guys are so patient and you deal with so much shit that you don't have to. But then again, you know, power to those girls who deal with the shit that they're going through and have no control
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that sounds no fun.
It's not fun. It's like, I feel like whenever I have to be on camera when I'm about to start my period, I'm like, gotta center myself, gotta do something, gotta listen to some frickin' queen or something because I'm not feeling this and people are gonna tell. Like, you guys know me pretty well. Like, I'm high energy, I'm happy, I'm bubbly. Yeah. When I'm on my period, I am not nice.
No.
And I'm like, I don't want to talk to people. I'm just like, I'll just stare. And, you know, like, it changes you. It really changes you.
Yeah.
And
I can't get in that mindset. Like, I can only understand the way you're explaining it to me. But I guess because I'll never experience it.
Yeah.
I'll have no idea. Like, Is it? Because I always thought it was they were irritated with what is going on.
No.
It is a hormonal. It's definitely 100% a hormonal change.
Yes. So like that, like that gel works two ways. It changes the way that you see the color of the light and the light that it exudes. So it can be any trigger. It doesn't have to necessarily be a certain thing. You'll learn over time by being with a woman that there are certain things to not do when she's on her period. Like, you don't fuck with her chocolate. You don't fuck with her cereal. Don't mess with her drinks or
don't
sodas.
Fuck with her cereal.
Any consumable, you leave it alone.
You do not fuck with that cereal.
Hands up.
Can I hide little Easter eggs with tampons in them and she can't get a tampon unless she finds all the eggs?
Oh, no, like, that would. Oh, don't. You don't
yeah,
even.
Ryan,
practical
sure
jokes.
Go great.
What?
Practical jokes during that time is not okay. You want to create convenience, not take it away.
So have them dangling from door frames just in case she needs one.
Well, I have. I have a drawer in my bathroom that is like my period drawer where I have emergency
chocolate.
Does
it have like a red flashing emergency sign?
No.
Like
it's just like when a girl, I host girls night at my house and I've had girls go into my bathroom like, I appreciate your girl drawer. I like it. I like your drawer because you open it and it's got all kinds of goodies in there. It's got the tampons, the pads, the panty liners, and then it's
Damn.
Got candy. It's got
Damn.
It's got candles. It's got scented things. It's got wet wipes.
It's got it all.
It's like I'm set up. I am.
It's like going into a bathroom where the guy dries your hands off for you. You got the mints and
the spray
and
cologne.
You got mouthwash. It's like one of those bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's a fancy
bathroom. Because, like, you know, obviously you guys know that periods don't, you know, always happen like clockwork. Sometimes you'll be in the bathroom and be like, oh, fuck. Okay. Well, shit. And then you have to take care of it. And so there's my take care of it drawer, and it's ready
that,
for anything.
You got that shit on lock. You got
it's
that shit
ready for anything. And also, too, I'm support for life. So, like, in any game, I play support. In real life, I play support. So I always try to you know, make everybody comfortable and, make things convenient. So I know that if I'm going to have girls' night, I'm going to make a girls' night drawer where it's just like secret candy, other secret things that I can't talk about.
We should make a girls' night drawer.
Do
well,
it.
Well, I think that
girls will appreciate that, by the way. If you just have tampons at your house, just, you know, like, not to say that you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but if
like,
it's their first time coming over, wouldn't they?
Like,
no.
Why does he have tampons?
No. I actually, the first time that I started dating Ian, I came over to his house. But I came over to his house, and he had tampons in one of the drawers in his bathroom. And it was a lifesaver. Girls who were in that situation, they were like, oh, shit, I don't have anything. I can't ask this person that I just started dating to go get me tampons.
That is true. That's a good point.
So it saves them the embarrassment, because they're not going to tell you, hey, by the way, when I just started dating, I started my period. it avoids all embarrassment. And yeah, okay. In those situations, those girls will appreciate the hell out of it. And I'm not speaking for all ladies. It could be different. Some girls could be like, oh, what the hell he expecting? Well, every
is
girl.
Is he seeing someone else?
If she pulled open a drawer and there was a ton of condoms, that would be different. That
Why
would be
is
like
that different?
An expectation.
Condoms are normal. Condoms are way more normal to have than tampons in a guy's environment.
They are, but I feel like condoms are stored in like a nightstand instead of a bathroom. Like, hold on, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go to the bathroom.
They're not like in a candy jar in the living room.
When I was in college, like the dorms would have candy jars of condoms sitting out.
They used to hand out free condoms
on Halloween.
That's a college dorm. That's different. This is your house where condoms are used is typically in the bedroom next to the bed. Bathrooms are where periods happen, or period enduring things. Also, too, I'd also like to point out the fact that it's kind of funny and a little bit funny that I'm the first lady on the show we're talking about periods.
Yeah, all we're talking about is like birth control and periods and tampons.
I have a story that I just remembered because we started talking about condoms. Way back when I lived in South Carolina, I had wings. And you know how they have, like, I had a dirty room, like, covered with trash, everything.
Now, when you say wings, what are you talking about?
You mean like
chicken traditional
wings?
Teriyaki wings.
Okay. Yeah, oh, okay. Wings. So yeah. I was thinking, I was still on the like period wavelength.
We're
I was like
there.
The wings of a pad. Well, like, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was eating the wings. I got done with them. My hands were dirty. So I reached down to grab, you know how they have those little, like
the
things.
Wet wipes?
Yeah, the wet wipes.
I know where this is going.
Lo and behold, I just started wiping my hands with a condom. and it took me probably a good three full seconds for me to realize
you were
that
I was wiping your hands with a condom.
Yeah, I was just like, gotta get this wing sauce off.
I wish I could have just gone back in time with like a professional photographer just to snap the moment you realized you're wiping your hand, like wing sauce all around your mouth, all over your hands, and you just have a condom in your hands covered in barbecue.
If my parents walked up and saw that scene, just, no, I swear.
Well, son, what are you, son,
you can do whatever you want.
It's not the same as like, or as like embarrassing or weird, but there was, do either of you have a fear of spiders?
Oh, I'm more of a roach. I'm scared of roaches.
Oh, okay.
Spiders don't really bother me.
I'm scared of anything that can go from still to scuttling in a millisecond. Super.
Funny thing is, I'm not wearing a necklace right now, as I talk about a story where at nighttime when I'm laying in bed, like trying to fall asleep, I'll like play with the pendant of my necklace. And there was one night where I was like sitting there thinking about like something that was going on at school or something like that. And I was like playing with my pendant. And then I pulled on the pendant to like adjust the chain, and the chain didn't move. And then I touched my neck and realized I wasn't wearing a chain.
No,
I was twiddling a spider.
No.
I was twiddling a spider.
I did that once. I was sitting at a table eating like a hot dog or something, and I was reading something, and I wasn't paying attention. I had my arm was hanging down and like touching the ground, and I was just playing with something. And
your arms can reach the ground when you're standing up.
I was not standing up.
You look like an orangutan.
I dragged my knuckles. I was playing with something, and I didn't realize what it was, and it grabbed on to like my hand. And I lifted my hand up, and it was just a cockroach just grabbing onto my hand. I shrieked.
Did you do the typical Matt shriek?
I did the typical.
Did
Matt
you do
shriek.
That, or did you do the?
I just went. Ah!
Yeah.
Oh man.
I scare Matt on.
We talked about it two podcasts ago. How you ran it? How you like to run into my room?
But
fully
I have
to
space it
scare
out.
Me.
Yeah, I did that.
He does that. He runs into my room.
I would do
naked.
Jump scares with Amelia all the time. I actually have a compilation of all the jump scares that I did because she's so like she loves to play scary games, but she just can't. She's you know like she's so jumpy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we had this basically any time where she was focused on something else was perfect opportunity for jump scares. In the car, working out, in her bed, especially in her bedroom, because like
that's like your zen zone. That's like you're comfortable there.
But she leaves the door open, so it's like an open invitation for a jump scare.
That's true.
I mean, you're just
if you leave the door open,
you're
just asking for
like a closed door means you know go away, asshole. Or,
you know some
whatever.
People some people would recognize that fact, Matt.
That the closed door means go
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah. I sense a.
No, there's a story we told last podcast. There's a story we told last podcast.
Two podcasts ago, I told a little story where I pulled a little prank on Ryan when his door was shut. And,
he knew why the door was shut, but he told someone to rush into the room anyways. With a
camera.
Because they
to try
like,
to scare him.
They're like, hey, go scare Ryan. So that was fun.
Yeah, go listen to episode 41.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're thinking. It's 100% exactly what you're thinking.
It was really funny. It was funny, though. It was funny.
And this is, like, my first, like, the week, first week with Matt.
That was not the first week
that
I
was
knew
the
you.
First fucking time
no, it
you
wasn't.
Visited.
That
yes,
was
it
like,
was.
That was, like...
That's the first time you visited.
Now I understand. understand why you guys had a hard time at the beginning of your relationship, but I'm glad that you guys made it through those hurdles.
It's like friendly bullying, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like friendly joshing.
I feel like that's
but you didn't know me at all, so I'm just like, what is this guy doing?
Who the fuck
that's
is
also
this guy?
A guy thing, too. I don't think... I would play a joke or two, but I wouldn't do something along any of those lines.
You don't Snapchat your dick to your friends like we do?
Oh, well, I do that all the time.
I don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Dude, and also, too, I try not to snap my dick because I just don't want to intimidate people.
That is true.
Yeah, definitely.
I have a topic about games.
Lay it on us, Ryan. Matt
has not been able to get into a certain game for some reason for the longest time, and I am...
You're tattling.
I don't understand how he's not kind of gotten into it. It's Zelda Breath of the Wild. Like, I've put probably 200-plus hours into the game already.
You have? I saw on your little friends list thing, it said 200 hours.
I'm 300.
You're at 300?
Mm-hmm.
Mine says a few minutes, which isn't true.
But you said you couldn't get into it?
It didn't help that when it came out was incredibly busy time for me. I was so busy at that time. Mm. So I kind of like, while all my friends were playing it and getting ahead, I didn't have the time to devote to that. Because I was also,
Feel like if you weren't playing it at the same time as them that you would somehow miss out on the discovery?
Yeah. So I think that's another reason I haven't gotten back into it. But I'm not good at devoting myself to games. I'll start a game and I'll never finish it. Mm-hmm. I have a terrible habit of that. There's several games that I love that I have finished, but Breath of the Wild, I think I'm also like, I'm intimidated by huge open world games that I know it's going to take hundreds of hours, and I just get intimidated.
I just become enthralled. Like, I just, it sucks me in and I'm there. Like, all I can think about for like a week or two is just, well, I gotta get work done today so I can play more Breath of the Wild.
Or you had your Switch on you at all times because you wanted to be able to play if you had any free time.
I have started bringing my Switch to the office every day so I could play Mario Kart and Zelda and Binding of Isaac and Kamiko and all those games. Awesome. Just so like when stuff is exporting and stuff, I can just plop it down in front of me and play.
Yep.
Well, like,
I really like the console. People are giving it shit, though.
They're giving giving it shit because of because it is small. The only gripe that I have one is the availability. Not everybody can get one because it's really hard to find.
They're probably doing that for the holiday season, though, don't you think?
It's also too. Nintendo doesn't want to invest in a big release and having a bunch of systems that don't get picked up because they're innovators. They're testing the waters. They're trying new things and different things. So with innovating, you can't bank on the fact that it's going to fucking annihilate the market. So usually what they do is they plan certain, numbers, and then, when it exceeds, then they start like banking them out, which is what they did with the Wii, because when the Wii was announced, everybody shat all over it. They're like, motion controls, Wiimote, like, I don't want to have to bleh. Everybody gave it so much shit. And now the Wii is what defined, console and gaming and VR for the future. Like, Nintendo innovates gaming, and so because of that, they have to bank on the fact that it may not do that well.
But when you think of this, is just a thought. When I think of VR and what it is today, then I go back to the Wii. It almost seems like the Wii is kind of like a, compared to all those other things, it was like a toy you got in a McDonald's meal.
But I mean, like, computers. If you go back and look at like the first computers that were ever made, it's the same thing.
I remember those good tube monitors.
Oh gosh.
Now it's nothing but flat screen.
Yeah.
Nobody uses anything but.
When I see a tube thing, I'm like, what a waste of space.
You know, they actually...
I had a projector, like a big projector. You know those things where it's like within the TV itself. It had like this vinyl screen, and and on the inside it projected the image.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. One of those big, it was a big TV, and on the bottom it had the speakers, and it had a speaker cover. It was this.
Was it made out of wood? Knock on it.
Yeah.
I just made a realization that TVs or screens went from, like sticking outwards, like curved outwards to flat to now curved inwards.
Yeah.
what's the next one? Just a hole in the screen.
No, you just plug directly into your brain.
Yeah.
It's going to be an inverted cone.
What is going to happen like in 20 years? Like, how are we going to consume material? Because right now people use phones, iPads, and flat screens.
I don't know if we're reaching like a...
In how about 50 years? 50 years it's going to change. Definitely.
I don't know when we're going to move beyond screens. I feel like it reaches like a plateauing point where it's just kind of like... I feel like the last decade technology has completely... Like, if you had a graph of the advances in technology, I think the last 10 years have been like exponentially higher than the last 10 before that. And then I think it's higher than the next 10 will be, because I think it shot up and then it's just kind of like,
well, I'm more like, yeah, the technology might change, but they're always enhancing things because they want to make things more, they want to make you more lazy. You don't want to put as much work into turning on the TV or switching through channels or watching what you want to watch. So I'm like wondering what innovations are going to occur within the next 50 years to deal with, like, just to make everything easier, which is just going to essentially lead to a Wall-E-esque future.
But I want to see what phones, like, could compare, so like the iPhone you have now, which essentially is like a computer. Compare that to 10 years ago in 2007, you know, what cell phones were like then. I wonder.
Or even what computers were like then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like an iPhone's more powerful than a computer 10 years ago. So
we have all of the knowledge that is all knowledge available to us on this.
In your pocket, like anywhere you go, because you can get the internet anywhere. So
it's crazy.
I wonder when we're like 60, what phones will be like.
Or what our eyesight will be like.
They're going to make glasses.
We're looking at screens.
Yeah, no,
all
I think screens make your eyesight worse, which happened to me because I always had like perfect vision my whole life until I started editing as a full-time job.
Oh yeah.
I had to get glasses because my vision just kind of turned to shit from staring at screens all day.
And also too, you're aging. My eyesight gets worse with aging before I even looked at computer screens all day. But then again, I was looking at TV screens all day because I've been playing video games since I was 5 years old.
Yeah. Got to get that LASIK surgery.
Well, actually, I can't get LASIK.
You can't get LASIK?
Why? No, because I have a lazy eye.
What? Aww. Do you?
Yeah.
Look at me.
I can control it. Do you not see it? See, look at me. And then
I just see
just
the back of your
up.
Head.
Okay, yeah. I think, Matt, have I mentioned this before?
Whoa, like, that's really cool.
Like, when I look off into the distance or when I'm just kind of like not focusing, does one of my eyes just kind of divert?
It does.
Like, slightly. Like, you can't tell from
outer
a distance.
I wouldn't say
out. I don't know. I think it just goes down a little bit or something.
Yeah. But it's not like a lazy eye.
No,
it's just like this out of focus, like you're uncalibrated.
Technically, that is considered a lazy eye.
Like how they draw lizards in cartoons with their eyes going in goofy ways.
I've seen it before, but then as soon as you like come back to focus, it's gone.
Oh yeah, that's kind of how my eyes are.
I feel like everyone kind of does that to an extent when they just kind of like lose focus. Their eyes just kind of like drift apart because you kind of go into this like trance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not down. I don't know.
I don't know.
I
don't look at myself.
I'll try to snap a picture next time I see you.
And just try to stare at
my
eyes.
But also, too, it depends on if someone's looking at you from a different angle. Like sometimes when people take pictures from like a side angle, it'll look like they have lazy eyes when actually the distance between their eyes is exaggerated because you can't see the bridge of the nose.
What is a lazy eye? Exactly.
A lazy eye is, mine is called what they call controllable extropia, which is where the muscles, your brain controls your eye muscles at the same time, which is how, you know, like they have a focal point, brings them together, muscles work together to make one image. I was born with a lazy eye, but for some reason, through sheer willpower, it corrected itself when I was about 5 years old.
Oh,
so
cool.
Ever since then, I've been able to control it. I can expand my peripheral vision so I can see like way the fuck back here.
Whoa.
Like behind
what?
My ears. Oh, yeah.
Like a superhuman.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Can we test it out?
If you want to.
What would be a good way to test it out?
Could I
write something on a sheet of paper, put it like...
I can't read.
No.
You need both of your eyes to read.
How do I...
Like you can move if something and like... see... She can say when it disappears.
Okay. He's like, I'm ready for this.
I'm excited. Okay, I'm going to... Okay, I have a pen.
I know what the pen looks like. What are you doing?
From a random person.
When you move your hands to the side of your head, when can you stop seeing them?
Oh, okay.
I can't. Okay. This is where I can't see them anymore.
Like, should I just look ahead or should I try?
You look directly ahead.
Straight ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to
this is your peripheral vision.
I can't. This is me.
It's gone right here.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm really.
The viewers have no idea how far we're talking.
I know.
So this is like, I use this in supermarkets to like broaden my peripheral vision. I can see it.
What the fuck?
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Okay, hold on. Tell me when it appears in your peripheral vision.
Now.
What?
Fuck that.
No
fucking way.
How many degrees of vision?
You have a wide angle lens.
but you have to think about it. The only time it's really practical is when I'm in a shopping aisle and I come to the end of the aisle to see if anybody's coming, and that's it.
Or in the woods when there are predators.
Or driving.
Peripheral vision is super...
When you're in the woods, you need to be looking where you're going, not what's around. I'll stop and like maybe do that. But
you can stop like a deer. Your ears will flutter a little bit.
I'll be camping and I'll be walking along and I'll hear like, and then I'll just like eyes out. I'll be like looking around, people like, what the fuck is up with my girl? She was fine a second ago and then she stopped. Her eyes went all crazy and now she looks weird.
You literally galloping away like a doe.
I just
figured out you could mount deer and stuff
and bears.
Breath of the Wild. I tried to, but he ran away.
Polar
you can
bears
mount bears
in icy areas.
You know, actually, it sucked because the
I hated it.
I was about to say the Yakuza, but it's not what they're
not,
called.
Not
What's
the
clan in Breath of the Wild?
Oh, I know who you're talking about—the little red guys.
Yeah, them. I was about to mount a bear. One of them appeared, and so I had to fight him. And then the bear started running away and shit.
Aww,
pissed me off.
Times.
The Bokoblins?
No.
It's a different. It's like
I have not gotten that far in the game. So
okay. Well, I mean, I don't
they appear regardless. You'll
no,
see.
No, I don't care about spoilers.
Oh, okay. Because once you get to a certain point, like once you've got so many hearts, and if you get to a certain point in the game, they'll just start appearing everywhere. Especially if you take out their boss.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, "I must avenge him."
That whole boss battle. Okay. Spoiler alert. Skip like to this time code if you don't.
Not, what time
if,
code?
If, you find out in editing. What are you talking about?
But what time? What?
I wanted to ask. Have you
beat the boss?
Wait.
I beat the game.
Okay. Well, I was gonna ask you about. I don't know. Barry and them always say the like everything's a spoiler in the game, so I'm always cautious to like drop something that I'm not sure
well,
you
Barry
know
thinks
about.
No,
it.
I'm 300.
There's a certain horse that's like super cool to me.
Yeah,
he's like, fucking
yeah.
When I first saw it, and like
it was the
like,
one where you had to go to the statue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
All right.
Anyways,
welcome
sorry,
back,
Mike.
Everyone.
There was no
back.
Spoiler in that. There's no need. There's no time code that you needed to skip to.
We implied a thing, and then he implied a thing, I implied a thing.
We 100% understood what was going on in the situation. It's fine. Okay, everyone's healthy.
I have not played that far in Breath of the Wild. I checked my
playtime. Are you going to, at some point, try and like just play around?
Eventually, I will.
You don't like open world games.
I think he's telling you that to make you happy, but I don't think he's actually
do you not like open world games?
I do like open world games. I don't know. Also,
because I haven't played Skyrim, and you were getting on me about that.
Take this into account. I had Breath of the Wild for like 3 days before I went to Japan for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed the initial like hype train of it because I was in Japan.
But you don't need hype to enjoy the game.
Yeah, no, but I didn't get to play it because I was in Japan.
Well, and also too, like I know that open world games are really intimidating and spoilers are really intimidating, but I feel that you're going to make Breath of the Wild the game that you want it to be. It doesn't necessarily, I didn't play it because I was expecting it to be the same playstyle as everyone. Like, you literally can go anywhere and do anything at any point. You can beat Ganon straight out the frickin' door if you want it to.
It's your own adventure.
There's
no path, except for, like, the beginning. You do, like, the first kind of introduction shit.
Yeah.
But right after that...
I've already done all that.
Done.
Yeah. And honestly, like, the four temples or the dungeons that you have to do, you don't have to do them to beat the game. It's non-linear, and that's what I like about it, is the fact that the adventure I made may not be the same as someone else's adventure. I mean, there are, you know, flagpole parts that you have to, like, actually complete. But other than that, the most pleasure I got out of the game was not the dungeons, was not the boss fights. It was actually the little things that I did when I was exploring.
Like,
just
stuff that you just happened upon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, like... there's like scenario. Like, Nintendo took so much time developing this game that they created scenarios that only happen at certain points and certain days at certain times. And those little scenarios, those unique interactions, where it's kind of like finding a freaking needle in a haystack, where the chances of you being in that exact spot in this broad world at that exact time in order to see that cutscene happen. Frickin' A.
But okay, when it happens, it's really
it's
worth it.
You know what? Magic.
I will give it. I will. I'll pick
just
it back up.
Just explore and run around.
I will.
Like,
I will.
That's all you do.
Just
I'll do it
fart
tonight.
Around.
I'm gonna fart around tonight.
Just
I'm gonna lay
around.
In bed. I'm gonna get my Switch out. And I'm gonna try it out.
And then I'm gonna fart.
And I'm gonna fart.
There's essentially like a whole mission where it's just effectively. I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's just kind of. There's no fighting involved.
Mm-hmm.
All it is Building.
That's all that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
You know
I
what
like building.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like playing with dang Legos.
Matt. Yeah, I can say the name. My favorite place in the game is Tarrytown.
Tarrytown is the best.
That's the spot to be.
The best to buy, sell, interact. Tarrytown.
Tarrytown.
Every NPC is Terry Crews.
That would be amazing.
Did I just spoil it?
They just stand there both flexing.
You both
their
got
bags.
A look on your face like, shit, he just spoiled it. You both just got this look on your
Terry
face.
Terry Crews. He has been talking with a lot of game developers recently.
Because he built his own computer, did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
I will not. I always knew Terry Crews as Everybody Hates Chris.
Me too, the dad like on Everybody Hates Chris.
And now he's the guy that built his own computer. That's what he's advertised as. That's what he loves to talk about all the time that I see on YouTube and stuff. He's like, Rocket League!
Well, I mean, people enjoy watching and hearing about passion, and he was very passionate about
it. Well, he's passionate
about it
because he wanted to connect with his son, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That's the reason, because he felt like he was drifting apart from his son.
So he turned his son
into a computer.
Yep.
Classic Terry Crews.
That's classic. He did that on Everybody Hates Chris, too. It's like a recurring theme.
He created Hal.
God, I fucking love that show. Everybody Hates Chris. I was so really sad good. When they canceled it. Did you ever watch that show, Pam?
Mm-mm.
You didn't watch Everybody Hates Chris?
No,
Did you at least watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry.
Breaking Bad?
It's not... Yeah.
Damn,
I don't watch.
Come on.
So okay.
What do you watch? What TV shows do you watch?
Okay.
We're mad right now.
This is
a heated debate.
This is. I know it's a heated debate, and this is something that not a lot of people know about me. Is I have an OCD for control. And so control of like my mental state, which is
not
why
like
I'm
control
like
of everything.
No. Okay. I don't need to control my outside. I just need to be able to be grounded within myself.
Okay.
So this is something that I got from my dad. And I say I got it from my dad because I can't control it. And so the only way I can control it is by not doing it. When there's a TV on around me, I cannot pay attention to anything other than what's on the fucking TV.
Really?
And I hate that about myself. So if someone like... if someone's watching infomercials, I will sit there and watch infomercials for hours. And it's because there's a magnet that draws my eyes to the TV. And so ever since I was a very little girl, I've had an aversion to watching TV. I'll sit down and like be like, okay, tonight I'm going to watch Last Week Tonight because there was an episode up, but I can watch that in my own time. But
I like having
Game
stuff
Thrones,
on in the background.
I can't do that. I can't, absolutely cannot really? Do
you
that. Can't,
you have to pay attention. You're 100% focused on mm-hmm. what's on the screen. Yep. You can't have anything on in the background.
Nope. And like, it makes me feel horrible because a lot of the time, you know, like parties or, you know, social functions, people just
have
like
TV
a TV on.
Yeah.
What are those?
And people are like, TVs? Well, no, they're...
No social interactions.
They'll have like background noise. And my roommate, Justin, used to have a TV on at all times.
You used to roommate with Justin Long?
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool.
He's a cool guy.
Sorry to interrupt.
He would have a TV on in the background, and I don't actually didn't Justin Long. I just people don't know me on the podcast.
They were gonna be like, no fucking way.
No. He actually moved with me from Kansas, but he used to have the TV on all the time, and I had to be like, Justin, I need you to watch TV when I'm in bed or sitting down with you or not nearby you because I can't. I will watch a TV for. I just can't. And I won't hear what you're saying at all. Like, you could be sitting right next to me talking to my face. If I'm watching a TV, I won't hear you. Like, and I hate it. It's the one thing about myself that I'm like, ugh.
But that means when you're playing a game or when you're watching a movie.
You're in control of the story. Movie is very much like stop, start.
No,
like, you sit down and do those things. But TV shows tend to go a lot longer. And it's harder for me to say no to like, oh, there's only 7 seasons of this show. I'll just watch all of them.
I guess what I was like getting at is like with the bright side of that, you can probably say that's not how it works. But when you're watching a movie or a video game, I feel like you can pay a lot more attention. I probably miss a lot of things because I'm just like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, why like I cultivate obscure knowledge about B and C list actors, where I'll be like, you know, just
who's your
like,
favorite
oh, hey,
C list actor?
Favorite C list actor is probably
Are we your favorite D list YouTube celebrities?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
We're not.
No.
Don't classify yourself as D list. Don't self deprecate.
Right,
you guys
F-list.
Are like A list.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Oh, thank you.
Top notch.
Damn.
I said A.
We're M-list. That's where we are.
Where were you going? Like, we're
down the alphabet.
Yes. I like how you wanted to slowly progress down the alphabet instead of just going straight to Z.
How many more lists are there?
Where are we going?
Continue what you were saying.
No, Matt, I'm more enthralled by the letters that you're pronouncing.
Well, I can say Q.
Whoa! R, holy
S.
Damn.
T.
Pam, did you hear that shit?
His pronunciation is pretty spot on.
Now, if he could fucking say that shit in order.
Have you guys seen the new Frozen Lego show?
Frozen is having a
TV show. TV show.
Every what? Animated
Frozen,
film.
Wait, Frozen Lego.
Yeah, Frozen Lego TV show.
I thought they really were reaching for like Lego Batman. This is
no, they have Lego Frozen.
Huge. They have Lego
soon they're
everything.
Gonna have Lego Super Mega.
And I don't see why people are marveling at the Lego thing. The Lego thing has existed for a while. Lego has been a TV show, games, all kinds of.
Yes, but now it is 100%, like, it's at its peak, you would
mainstream.
Say. Yeah, it's, like,
mainstream.
Super mainstream now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
But not that it's not cool. What I'm saying is, I watched the animated, the Batman Lego movie. I thought it had a joke in there. I laughed my ass off at one. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
The part I laughed at was when they were naming, like, the C4 bomb, the bomb, the blah, 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 bomb. And all of a sudden it goes, and two best friends. I don't know. That was just unexpected.
Well, you just spoiled the whole damn movie for me, Ryan.
You were never going to see a Lego movie.
I was going to see it tonight.
No, you fucking
weren't.
Yes, I was, Ryan.
No, you weren't.
Oh, man.
I've been planning my whole day around it,
and
now it's ruined.
I want to go see Guardians Volume 2 again.
Have you not seen? Oh, you haven't?
I want to see it again.
I haven't seen the first one.
I would.
He doesn't watch more. He doesn't watch superhero movies.
I'm not.
This isn't a superhero movie, though.
He doesn't watch Marvel movies.
Oh.
I've seen Marvel movies.
But it's just not your type of...
He's seen them, but he doesn't watch them.
Yes, exactly.
I've just never... I'm not big into...
He's smarter than your average person, so he stays away from all that dumb people schlock.
You know what? You can take all that shit from Ryan, and I say you do you. If you don't like watching something, don't do it. Don't
Thank
let
you.
People give you shit about
you,
not
Pam.
Doing what you don't want to do.
I've just never been into superhero movies.
Good
just
for
never,
you.
Never been
Then what
thing.
Are you into if you're not into superhero movies?
Japanese stuff?
Yes. I like weeb stuff. I like comedy. I don't know. I guess with movies for me, it's kind of like just like whatever. It's like a each to its own type of thing.
I go see everything because I have to give everything I can't trash on something unless I've seen it or else I feel like I'm just being an asshole. So like if people are like, oh, this movie was horrible, like the Angry Birds movie, you guys were saying that it was going to be bad, and I was dreading it, and I watched it, and
it
wasn't awful.
I loved it.
I wouldn't say I loved it.
Did you know that Ian's in it?
Yeah.
He is.
I love that movie. I really enjoy it. I actually went into that thing, I'm like, man, I'm going to hate this. And I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, I loved that. That was really
Was that your
good.
Favorite animated
no,
film?
Did a really good job in
he
voice
He shook
acting.
His head yes.
Huh?
I did not shake my head yes. I said it wasn't my favorite animated film, but it was pretty good.
Top
favorite
three?
Animated.
Favorite animated film? Oh, it used to be Over the Hedge, but I haven't seen that in like 7 years, so I don't know if that still stands tall. I don't know what my favorite animated film is.
You can
Mine's
be 2D
How to Train Your Dragon.
That's a good one. I thought 2 was better than 1.
Really?
I really liked it. I really liked the story in 2 and the emotional kind of weight it had.
Yeah, and that, I would get why that would be better, but I liked, honestly, 100% the reason that I liked How to Train Your Dragon is because Toothless reminds me of my cat, Moose.
Yeah.
And well, there was more about, it was. I almost said Moose. It was more about Moose. It was more about Toothless in 1 than it was about Toothless in 2.
Well, I read that actually in How to Train Your Dragon, they based his mannerisms
they
on cats.
Mm-hmm. I'm dead serious.
Have you not seen...
Watch that every day.
Okay,
every day.
You watch How to Train
I watched
Your Dragon
it every day.
Day
when I lived in my townhouse in Kansas. I watched it every day.
Sounds like a fun life.
I waited a long time to watch it because I was like not sure at first because they got the... I don't know. It just threw me off, just the voice acting in the trailers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is this? And then I saw it and it was really good.
Yeah. I watched it twice in a row one day and I enjoyed it. I just didn't want to watch it back to back because I was at the time I think I was babysitting my neighbor's kid and they watched
I was
it.
Like
we
want to
watch
kids.
It again and I was like
you
oh
were with
no.
kids I was gonna be either that or you were with me
no I was with kids same thing but
same thing
I'm sorry,
a
Pam.
Child
I didn't mean it Pam
no it's okay
but I had to watch it back to back and I was like this is you know I like the movie I just don't want to watch it twice in a row and then I watched it twice in a row very fun experience
yeah
I feel like watching a movie twice in a row can actually make I have never had a desire to watch it again after that. And I think it might be because I just watched it twice in a row in one sitting. So my brain was like, I'm done with this.
There are these people, I can't even remember what movie it was, but I think it was kind of like an Adam Sandler-y type movie. Not necessarily an Adam Sandler movie, but one of those feels like, not a good movie, but a movie where like people watched
it.
Yeah. And these guys, they had an experiment where I think they watched it every day for like a year or something like that.
God.
And so they said that they would just, by like the hundredth or so time of watching it, it was like this very surreal experience. Like they knew everything that was going on. It was almost like just kind of being on a, not a drug, but it was just, as I said, it was a surreal experience, and their brain was just like, they felt it was like a form of torture, essentially.
Wow.
Just watching the same, imagine that, watching the same movie every day for about a year or so.
So I watched How to Train Your Dragon once a day for a while. It wasn't a year, but I didn't subject anybody else to it. It was just me by myself. My dad used to watch Napoleon Dynamite every day.
It's a good movie.
Day,
I love it.
It's a good
every
movie.
Every day for over a year.
Are you tired
I'm not even kidding.
Like, are you tired of Pedro?
And he still quotes it all the time. My dad has a little clicker that has Napoleon Dynamite quotes
on it. I had it too. It had like six little buttons on it, and it does different quotes.
Oh, my dad seriously loves that movie so much. Whenever, every time it was time for dinner, my dad would be like, Tina, come get some ham. And I'm like,
my uncle did that with Borat. Every time he came to a family thing, he's like, very nice. He's like all the time.
You have Borat. An uncle that looks like Borat. Is it him?
Mm-hmm, that's him.
Is it really the uncle that looks like Borat?
Yeah.
That's great.
He shaved his mustache, so he doesn't look like Borat anymore.
Oh, no.
But he's a really cool guy.
Isn't he actually Middle Eastern, though?
My family is.
So it's just like having a real-life Borat in your family.
Mm-hmm. That's family's awesome. Dutch and Middle Eastern, and then you got my whitey of a dad.
The white little dad ruining
click, click, click.
But yeah, Pam, I think this is a good place to land. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Yeah.
And is there let people know how they can find you.
Oh, okay.
What's your address?
So I live you can follow my Twitch.
Twitch TV.
I got that Twitch life. We didn't talk about Twitch.
We didn't talk about Twitch. I said
but next
before,
time.
Yes.
Next time.
I did enjoy recording this, so there will definitely be a next time.
I will be the second woman.
Girl.
I will be the second woman on this podcast. If you enjoyed my content on Nya, my voicing and my talkings.
She was a voice actor. This wasn't what's your real voice sound like, just so people know.
Talks like this.
Okay, thank you.
It's actually just me doing a voice.
Yeah. We were cutting this together so that it sounds like I'm
Matt, stop
person.
Doing the voice.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
But if you liked what you heard here, you can follow me on Twitter and all social medias at PamelaHorton13, on my Twitch, twitch.tv/PamelaHorton13, or my YouTube where I have this really awesome series called Drawsome Gaming, youtube.com/PamelaHorton stuff, because that's where all my stuff goes.
All those links will be down in the description for you to go click.
Online content has trained you well. You got that down to a fucking just science.
Well, because like I said before, I have my fingers in a lot of different projects where they're like, where's your home at? And I'm like, okay, this is where my stuff is.
I feel like I have to be better at doing that, but we don't really go on other people's channels that much.
But you guys are going to come on Drawsome Gaming, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks.
I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Thanks for teaching us about periods.
Yeah.
I had
if you
no
guys
idea.
Have any questions, you got a comfortable place to come talk to
as
a girl who will not judge you.
As soon as I get my first period, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
You can help me out with that drawer.
I'll hook you up with a drawer.
And, thank you.
Thanks for being a girl.
Yeah. I do what I can.
Bye.
Bye. I dropped my phone.
Love you. Bye.
Ooh.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.